Welcome everyone to the Blind Entrepreneur Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision by guiding them to profitability.
Let's go.
You're listening to episode 166, and today we have Calvin Witcher. Calvin is a prophet, psychic medium, and intuitive strategist for leaders and professionals. He's passionate about helping others find clarity at the crossroads of challenge and change. Hey, Calvin, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me here. I am so glad to be here, and thanks everyone for listening.
Absolutely. So before we get into the heavy-hitting questions about entrepreneurship and business, we have to talk about the most important stuff, and that is food. So imagine you just had the absolute best day of your life. Where are you going to eat, and what are you going to order to make your day complete?
Oh my gosh, that's an easy question. I grew up in a small town in Virginia called Gretna, Virginia. And we had this small little, it wasn't like a cafe, but it's called Jack's Quick Snack. So I would go there and I would break my vegetarian diet and get a ham and cheese sandwich with onion rings and a chocolate milkshake.
So that sounds amazing.
I know exactly where I would go.
So now, is this like lunch meat ham, or is this like ham?
No, this is totally like the bad lunch meat ham that will totally mess your stomach up, but it tastes so good for about 15 minutes.
There you go. And that 15 minutes is pure bliss, I'm sure.
Pure bliss.
Nice. Well, good stuff. So the first real question of the podcast is, tell me about a time that you felt lost or blind in business, and how did you overcome those obstacles?
You know, that's a great question. I had a time that I was lost in business when I really tried to do business like everyone else was doing. And it's an interesting conversation because a lot, even though everything I do comes from a spiritual dynamic, I love working with business professionals, entrepreneurs, those that are making a conscious impact, or they're consciously minded but making a big impact. And so a lot of my working is a little unorthodox, a little uncommon, but we get a lot of great results. So I tried to do it a lot like everyone else was doing, just realizing that that just wasn't me. And so part of that was also me kind of owning into who I am and really recognizing that and really taking the ownership of it. But that shifted when I started recognizing that I'm really strong at what I do. I'm really powerful. That's what makes me unique, even though it's uncommon. And that was probably the biggest shift with me that helped me to kind of get out of being lost and being found, finding myself. So yeah, I would say the biggest thing that helped with that transition was simply saying it's okay to not do it like everyone else. And that's what makes me distinct. And that's my difference in the marketplace. So yeah.
So, I mean, I've been a person particularly that's been following your journey for a while now. I think a lot of our friends, mutual friends that we probably have never met, but we're still Facebook friends in some capacity, they've tagged you, I've seen your videos. And so I can say firsthand that you are very unique. And I think, number one, you're the first prophet I've ever met. And so if you could, and I'm sure you get asked this question a lot, can you tell us what a prophet is? What do you do? And why is it so important for people to be spiritually minded within their business?
You know, that's a really good question. And thank you so much for following me. Sometimes I'll say I love my stalkers.
I was going to say it's more stalking than it is following at this point.
Hey, you know, I love stalkers. Just bring Oreo cookies and red wine and we'll be okay.
Amen. Amen.
It all works. And I love all my Facebook friends. It's a great network for connecting with people. But so the easiest way that I often say prophecy is prophecy is kind of God's way of reminiscing about us. And when I say God, some people can translate that into universe or spirit or simply just our connectedness with one another. To me, it's all the same perspective. And I think or I know that prophecy really works whether you have really a belief system or not. Prophecy is one of those, I think we've all had those moments. We've had those deja vu experiences. We've had those kind of gut feelings in personal life and professional life where we just kind of knew something was going to happen. And then it happened. In a simple way, that's really what prophecy is. People that are really into finances and the stock market, they deal with financial analysts all the time. In a sense, those are prophets. Steve Jobs, being able to, you know, plan out how we would use technology today so many years ago, in a sense, that's prophecy. So I always like to put it in that dynamic, especially when I'm talking to professionals or business people that may not come from a specific spiritual background, to help them know that it's, I feel it's a universal language in a sense. But if I were to say prophecy is anything, I would say prophecy does three things. One, it helps you to resolve your past. It helps you to find clarity and very relevant information for your present. And then it helps you to really have an understanding of what your potential future looks like. So it's really panoramic. I look at the whole view of your life, where you've been, where you are now, and then based upon where you are right now, where are you going? And it's interesting. So in the business side of things, sometimes it looks like consulting or advising. And in the spiritual side of things, it looks like just me being a spiritual guide to many people. And as you mentioned in the bio too, I'm a psychic medium. So that also plays a part in that as well. And it's fun. I've often said that even if people are new to it, it's a fun journey to go down. I probably have more people that connect with me that have never heard of prophecy or a prophet, that don't even believe in spirituality. And it's an interesting journey for them. So I will still say, even if you're new to it, try it out. Follow me, contact me. I think you'll be really surprised.
Well, I mean, that's something that I've always said to people, that I vibe off of other people's energy. And I think that energy is such a critical piece to your psyche, your mindset, et cetera. So let's start to unravel this a little bit. So you have your, so the Blind Entrepreneur was created for people who are lost in business, right? Or blind in business. And it's our job as prophets to help those individuals get out of those blind spots. So, you know, let's start at the ground level. Let's just say we're really confused, right? We don't know where to go in our business, in our day-to-day life, and it's even getting into our personal lives as well. What are some things that we can do today that can help us become a better person for tomorrow?
You know, absolutely. I will say one of the biggest things that, and I love how you even wove that in there into what you do on the Blind Entrepreneur side of things, because I would absolutely say that everything that you do is absolutely prophetic. It's that you are the eyes when people can't see. You're the clarity in the midst of their cloudiness. You are the answer before they even ask the question, you know. And so with me, I view a lot of what I do simply in that same position. It doesn't mean that I know everything. It just means that I see it a little bit farther ahead than you do. Or I see it in cases that you just don't. So one of the things that I find really interesting with, especially when I deal with entrepreneurs, when they, I have my Facebook tab up now, and I think I have like three messages pretty much in that same line of things. I'm an entrepreneur. I think I have all these great ideas, but I kind of don't know where to go. In a sense, they're blind. And so a typical conversation like that with me is, it's really not your business, that you're not in trouble, you're just in transition. And a lot of times you can't see yourself as a business owner helping more people, because it goes down to self-worth. It goes down to self-value, that you may not have done a level of self-inventory with yourself. So on the prophetic side, and I'm also psychic, sometimes it may be, hey, yes, you want to focus on your business. You want to be an entrepreneur that makes impact. But let's talk about when you were 8 years old and you were at home with your dad and he said A, B, and C to you. That really hurt your feelings and it stuck with you. That same, and your dad told you when you were 8 that you're never going to amount to nothing. No one wants to hear what you have to say. It's not important. You took that message, and you've been carrying that message since you were 8 for 20 years, 30 years, or 40 years, and now you think that you don't have motivation in your business or to be an entrepreneur, and it's really not that you don't have motivation, is that you need to tell yourself a different story. You need someone to come in and kind of let you know that you are valued, that you are loved, that you do have something to bring to the table, and that even if your dad says something to hurt you, that you still have responsibility to work with what happened to you. So if I were giving some advice on that, I generally tell people that a lot of your past has to be resolved, that you've got to resolve those hidden things in you. And sometimes you don't know those. So it's good to work with somebody that can see those. I mean, I'm sure that you have done coaching or you do coaching. So a lot of coaches will end up finding those things in you very easily. Spiritual teacher will easily do that as well. So definitely resolving those pasts are big things. If I were given the advice, right? Three pieces of advice.
Well, pieces of advice is actually going to be a little bit more specific.
Okay, I won't be too specific right now, but I will say.
I want to be able to be able to say, okay, let's, so it sounds as if you're deconstructing the mind in order to think a different way in order for you to be successful in your career, because I can speak to this very specifically. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times when entrepreneurs fail, it's from your own internal aspect, because of ego, because of you're fighting for the wrong things, you know, approval. You gave the dad analogy, the approval of somebody that doesn't necessarily care as much as the people that are fighting for your dreams, so to speak. To wrap it up a little bit, when it comes to like some additional advice that you could give to just to help those, that mindset.
Well, yeah, I'll say a lot of it, I mean, in psychology, they call it projection. So a lot of times what happens with business owners is they're coming in to really affect some level of change. And sometimes what happens is entrepreneurs come in and they use their entrepreneur endeavor almost as a form of self-therapy and a form of self-correcting themselves. And if they're not aware of that, what happens is they start looking at their business as a form, or really as an extension of themselves, as this big mammoth self-development engine that is almost too much work. And it's not about their profits. It's about how they perceive themselves. It's not about how much money they make. It's about their mindset. So a lot of what I do is, at the initial stage, is dealing with that mindset. Why do you want to build a business? Do you actually want to build a business to make money and to impact people? Or do you want to get your dad back? Because when he was 8 years old, he said that you were never going to amount to anything. Mm-hmm, and you remember the kids that's in high school teasing you, and you were worse likely to succeed, and you just want to show them. And so now you're having the issue of, should I do business A, B, C, D, or 20 other types of business? And you're really not connected with the core of who you are. I see that so many times, and that's where people have this kind of unction, this feeling, this urge that I know I want to do something, I just don't know what. Yeah. Or, God forbid, I also have clients like this where you have run a really successful business and you're making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month, and you're still like, I don't know why I'm doing this. Quite honestly, I'm making money and I'm depressed. I am employing people and I don't care about what I'm doing. And it's a fun process, I think, to work with those entrepreneurs to say that you can make impact and still influence your own personal development and not just other people. Yeah. And I think sometimes we don't think and process that way as entrepreneurs. It's so focused on other people. It's focused on other people getting our product. It's on, you know, affecting change with other people, that very few people sit back and say, well, how does it affect you? How does it change you? And even if it's something like I sell socks through a Shopify, you know, store, and I run ads on Facebook, how does that change you? And I don't think many entrepreneurs think about it that way. Even if you do coaching, how does that change you?
Yeah, I agree.
And it's so much focus externally that I like to put a lot more of the focus or the spotlight back on the self to say, where do you see yourself in this? So the biggest thing I can say, tell people is like, you learn to resolve that, be comfortable in the uncomfortable space of where you are. Be okay with saying, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Be okay with trying to figure it out. Be okay not fitting in. with other people. And I would say be okay with taking a journey to make your life and your business a little unconventional.
So I think, I mean, that was extremely well said, and very, very important for people to think about. I couldn't be more on the same page of your belief and thought system there. But hypothetically speaking, you know, you read a book, right? You talk to an individual like yourself. You watch a motivational video, and you're like ready to go. You're amped. And then it fizzles out, mm-hmm. right? Because most motivation to some degree fades. How do you maintain that motivation to constantly be self-aware? Because I think that's the question. I'm going to add on to it because I think mm-hmm. what you found out within yourself is that you know what you're good at, you know your worth, and you know who you are as a man. And that takes a lot of time. So, and it's a process, I'm sure. So if you could speak to the aspect of how to nurture yourself in order to become this strong individual.
Well, you know what? That's a great question. And I think you hit it on the head that motivation is not enough. And I think we're in a general... Now, there is a place for motivation. And so don't get me wrong. I have lots of dear friends that are in the space of motivation and inspiration, and they do a great job. A lot of us know, you know, very well-known speakers like Les Brown, and that's kind of, they built a career and a movement off mm-hmm. of motivation. I often tell people that I'm not really in the motivation space. I'm more in the momentum space. How do we figure out where you are and then build some momentum and movement with it. So I'm very action oriented, even though I talk about awareness a lot. One thing I found is that inspiration often just makes people more interested. And that is a challenge, especially when you're talking about the financial space or building a business, anything like that. Or if, you know, you're trying to get clients. Interested is probably your biggest enemy of people taking initiative. If I could say anything else, that's probably your biggest enemy is people saying I'm interested. So anytime people are just motivated or anytime people are just seeking inspiration, I put them in the interested category. You're interested in feeling better. You're interested in finding different ways of looking at things. You're interested. And I like to take people from interested to invested. Mm. Invested is all about how are you initiating on the inspiration? How are you initiating on that which you've been motivated by?
Okay.
And so I try not to stay in the inspiration and motivation too long because then people get confused and they think that they, because they feel better, they're going to do better. And that is not the case at all. And I think some of the coaching space understands this, and it's very results driven. It's very action driven. And then we talk about what's the why. The why is more the inspirational motivation. So I think you need both. I think you need the why, like why are you motivated? And then the what are you going to do to make it happen? So if I can say anything with anyone is that don't spend time over processing. Don't put too, I know we're very sentient beings and people talk about emotions a lot. Don't put too much stock in you have to have this emotional euphoric feeling to be able to make change in your life. Mm. Oftentimes, sometimes it can feel the opposite where it doesn't feel good. It seems weird. I know, especially with me, when I'm giving a lot of my strategy, it comes from an extremely intuitive place 99% of the time, which sometimes can even contradict a very logical, analytical business mindset. Mm. And it's funny when I'm even working with clients that I will say it's hilarious. I'll say on one end, I'll say, listen, as a business consultant, I would tell you to do A, B, and C. Here's the strategy I would initiate for your clients, for you, for your business. Now, on the other end, you didn't hire me specifically for that. I am the voice of reason. I am the voice of spirit. I am the intuitive strategist. So I am seeing beyond that. I'm weighing so many things into the picture. I am also taking into account if you do this business deal, it's going to have you farther away from home, farther away from your family. We're already working with the dynamics of your relationships. That's going to be a challenge. So we need to rework it this way. I also intuitively see something happening in your business 4 months from now that may not be on the books. And it doesn't necessarily make sense because we cannot quantify it with the analytics or the data. And so sometimes there is this back and forth that says, if I were to listen to my emotions every time with business, sometimes I would just be in trouble. So I advise a lot of my clients, people I work with, that the feelings of happiness, the feelings of joy, the feelings of passion don't always need to be there in order for you to make really strong change in your life. Although sometimes we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be happy, and it's just not, it's really not that needed.
So Calvin, I'm going to shake this conversation up a little bit.
Shake it up, Melfrey.
And as you know, I've done my research and I know a little bit more about you than you may think. And so what I did was I did my due diligence and I went on your Instagram channel and I found some of my favorite photos that I just need some further explaining for. So are you ready to explain that gram?
I am ready to explain the Instagram, and I'm telling you, my Instagram page needs some work. So I have no idea what you're going to show me. What's this?
First one is this right here. So it's Southern biscuits and gravy, potato chips. Are those your favorite chips? And are you a chip fiend? What is your favorite snack? Or are you just a Southern boy at heart where you just love biscuits and gravy?
Okay, so one, I am a Southern boy. I got a little twang in my voice every now and then. I grew up in Virginia, although sometimes people can't tell because my everything acclimates to where I am. But yeah, those Lay's potato chips, biscuits and gravy are the funniest things. They taste really interesting. We love you, Lay's, if you're listening. we love all your chips and all your products. But I will tell you, it's nothing like the original Lay's potato chips.
Of course, you just can't beat it.
Can't beat an original. But I will say, if I had to say I had a favorite snack, I think anyone that follows me for more than 2 or 3 days knows that I love Oreo cookies. I am just, there is nothing better than a nice Oreo cookie, original Oreo cookie with a glass of milk. Period.
Couldn't agree
more. Not even debatable.
couldn't agree more. There's the next picture is just a beautiful picture of what I'm assuming is your area, your neighborhood of some sorts, but it's absolutely stunning. What is it about just the atmosphere that kind of makes you whole? Because I feel like there's this energy aspect of like an interpersonal relationship, but you also need to be able to receive some of the energy of your surroundings. So can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. That picture that you're discussing is that we actually live on a lake. We are actually surrounded by water. So if I looked out of my window here, there's a wonderful canal, water canal. And if I turn left, going out of my house here, there's a huge lake. It's beautiful. And then if I walk like a block over, there's a park, and then there's the Trinity River here in Dallas, Texas. That is a interesting picture and an interesting situation because it's, while it is a beautiful scenery and I'm a big person on the environment that determines the energy, like you mentioned before, and that's extremely important, that a lot of times, back to motivation, a lot of times it's not an issue about personal motivation. Sometimes it's just the environmental motivation. And I think you need both to help, you know, push you through. That particular picture and this experience of living here was probably the most impactful because the way we got to Dallas was all spiritually driven. I mean, we don't have time to go into it, but I'll give you the really, really quick story that I was working with some clients and I was living in LA, and this was November 2016. And yeah, just online working with people in the living room. And all of a sudden, wind comes in the house and spirit just says, "You're moving." And I'm like, okay, no need to move. I have a wonderful office, great clients, kids go to a great school, great house, the whole nine yards. There was no reason or even thought to move. Fast tracking that, when we got to the point of still following the prophetic, like, where are we going to be? Spirit was showing me, you're going to live very close to an airport. You're going to be surrounded by water. It's going to be a metropolitan city. It's going to be in the United States. And kept showing all these things. And we ended up finding this place, very prophetically driven. out of 50 tabs, we just picked one. It was funny. And then by the time that we actually got here, actually didn't even know it, but by the time I filled out the application for this particular place, everything that was seen prophetically is what we're living in now. So the area is less really about that it's a beautiful place, and it is. It's really more about when you follow that prophetic and intuitive leading that you can live in it and it feels good. So this is a constant reminder that this works, that it may be unconventional, but it's a fun way to live in an uncommon life. Yeah.
Love it. This is a video, but this is you. I'm sure it's like incense of some sorts or, you know, what is it? And like, what is it? What is that like? What does that do for the soul?
Oh, that's good. So that's my incense. So that's one of my regular ceremonies or rituals that I do. And sage is, there are lots of ways to cleanse a space and cleanse your energy. And I use sage as one of those areas. So that was a time that I was just going around my office and, you know, cleansing out negative energy. And negative energy, for those people that aren't used to it, can be anything like a negative thought. Like entrepreneurs are thinking, I'm gonna have a horrible month and I don't have enough clients and I'm not good enough and somebody's better than me. You know, you can call that a limiting belief. I can call it negative bad energy. So sage is kind of a physical way of kind of getting rid of those things. So it's like smoke going into the air. You think about those negative thoughts and then they kind of go somewhere else other than your regular space. And then the negative stuff goes, what is the good stuff you want to bring in? So that was one of my ceremonies.
That's cool. My final question is the importance of these people right here.
Okay. So that picture is, actually that picture was at a church that we were doing some services at, and that's my family. That's my husband. We've been together for 15 years.
Wow.
And, our four boys, and we adopted them in California, and they're great. They put up with my wonderful, weird, wacky life that is now their life, too. But honestly, it makes this whole process a lot more fun, a lot more fulfilling, a lot more, meaningful in a lot of different ways. And that's what I also like about what I do is that it doesn't just personally affect me. It affects everyone that's connected with me. They get to live in the prophetic experience.
Well, so do you find, I'm curious, their young ages, do you find them being energy driven as well as you? Are they mindful of that? Because I wish that I had somebody teaching me about energy at a young age, because I can know at a very early young age to not hang out with a particular person or not associate myself with individuals. Do you find that at the young age and having an individual like yourself around them, do you see it guiding them in the right path to their individual success?
You know, yes. And that's an interesting question because I get that quite often. One, even though I would not go by this title, preacher, my kids are still kind of preacher's kids. So it's interesting. So they have the dynamic of the education with the healthy level of what I think a lot of preacher's kids do, which is they go through that level of, you know, distance or rebellion with it, which is, it's fun. It's definitely, I will say they get a lot more education than what I did growing up. And I often will say like, gosh, I wish I had known what they know. Now, I wish I had known that back then. And so, yeah, they get a lot of the education. They get a lot of the conversations. They see a lot of the experience. They get a lot of the details behind the scenes. I would say probably, well, more than what I did, and definitely more than what I see a lot of kids get. And as a consequence, they're more aware. They're a little more eloquent when it comes to conversations. It's sometimes a little scary because it's not just them regurgitating information. It's you can see spirit working through them and then new things come out as well. And you can tell the difference between like our kids or any kid that is in that level of spiritual influence, that their language and processing is just completely different. And so cool. It's interesting to see how that will unfold.
Yeah.
Then, yeah. in the coming years.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, it must be really cool to see. My final question is, the blind entrepreneur is defined as a person who may be temporarily lost or blind in business. They're stuck in that place. You've already given a ton of advice to people, but to the entrepreneurs that are listening, if you could just give three pieces of advice that you would give to that individual.
Perfect. One, I would say recognize and honor your patterns. I have found that a lot of people in business and personal life, they don't recognize what's already present. And I call that the pattern. Like, who you are, what you're meant to do has always been there. It will always be there. So a good example with me is that I have always been a development person, operational. When I was a child, I used to break toys to see how they were, how they would be broken apart and I could put it back together, and I wanted to see all the details. Well, I do a lot of that right now. I deconstruct, you know, bad thoughts and help reconstruct it in a more positive and effective way. Same thing with businesses, et cetera. So I say, recognize your pattern. What have you always wanted to do? What has always been passionate for you? You can also look at it on another level. What has always been a challenge for you? What has always been something that you've wanted to affect change in, or you've seen a problem with? Those are all patterns that really go to people would call your purpose, your passion, or sometimes I would just simply say, this is the theme of your life. Your theme of your life is meant to affect change in this particular area. So yeah, one, recognize the pattern. Two, don't play it small. And this will be probably an interesting piece of advice for many people, especially people that have been taught about ego and about humility. I will flip that around. And you probably may not hear a lot of spiritual teachers tell you this, but you need a really strong ego. You need a really strong sense of self. You, in a sense, you need to be God in your industry, God in your life. You need to look at your life as you are the center of the universe. Do not play it small. No one needs you to play it small. The challenge with our world is not an issue of people thinking too much of themselves. It's actually quite the opposite. People think too less of themselves because they don't have enough examples of aspiring to something bigger and greater. And if you have a big vision, which I believe many of the viewers do, you really don't have the luxury to think small. You've got to think at that high level, big level way of thinking. So yes, give yourself permission to not play small and to think and play big. And the third, interesting enough, is it's advice, but it's also kind of an awareness, is you can't get it wrong. Just make a move. Mm-hmm. You literally cannot get it wrong. Just make a move. I said this on my Facebook, I think it's like a day or two ago, that sometimes you just need to look in the mirror and just realize one day you're going to die. But today is not the day. So just take the leap of faith and just make the jump.
Love it.
And so if anything else, I mean, that's really what I would say. Recognize your patterns. Don't play small. Play big. Think big. And then realize you really can't get it wrong. Every move is building momentum to your highest potential and the meaning of your life. And that'll be good.
Amazing advice and amazing energy, hopefully going on throughout this conversation. The people that are listening and watching, they can feel the vibe and take it along with them throughout the course of their day. Calvin, thank you so much for your time this morning to talk about your experiences in business. It truly means a lot. And I'd like to give you the next 30 seconds to promote what it is that you have going on, how people can learn more about you, be a part of your journey, and potentially become a customer of yours.
Oh, perfect. Well, one, thank you so much for having me here. It's been a joy and honor. I know we've been trying to get together for a couple of times. And it's synchronized this time. So thank you. Thank you for all the listeners. I honor that. I really do. Anytime I get a chance to speak and connect with people. So thank you for listening. I have several options where people can really connect with me. As one, since we're talking about entrepreneurs, I work with entrepreneurs, professionals. Really, it doesn't matter what stage of the journey that you're in, whether you're just starting out or you're running a multi-million-dollar business right now, that I can help with a lot of the business strategy, but it's more from that intuitive insight. A lot of what I do is mostly holistic, so I blend a lot of the personal, professional, relational, and spiritual aspect to it. So if that is something that resonates with you, definitely connect with me there. You can find me at calvinwitcher.com. So that's the easiest way. Or honestly, hunt me down on Facebook, send me a private message. That's probably the fastest way. And then second thing is, sometimes we just need those quick moments of clarity and to understand where we are in life. So I also do readings as well. They're probably not like a lot of readings you've ever had. So be prepared for that. They're very prophetic, very psychic, but I'm also a medium. So sometimes your loved ones may come through. And so that's always a fun conversation. And yeah, interested in that, same way, you can go to my website or just private message me on Facebook. And then we have a membership also that, for, again, it's a mix of people, professionals, non-professional, spiritual, actually non-spiritual people too. And it's a self-development, or it's a group that's really built towards self-development. Every week I do broadcasts, and I call it the Prophetic Tarotscope, and I pull tarot cards, it's fun. And I'll just work prophetically, and I'll talk about, hey, it's Monday, here's the energy of the week, things to be mindful of, ways to navigate the energy. And I do that every week, and we have master classes once a month, and we have a Q&A once a month. So I would say it's a really accessible price, and they can find that information too on my website, calvinwitcher.com, and I love it.
Awesome. And it's all going to be in the show notes so people can follow through and click and do their thing. To those that are still watching and listening, thank you guys for always liking, commenting, and subscribing. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on YouTube and head over to tbeshow.com for more interviews. Go out there and execute your vision, everybody. Have a good rest of your day.